I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Bum, bum, ba-dum. Ow. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, The Weekend. We've got tickets all this week at 9.05, so about an hour from now. And then again at 12.05 and three times during Jane's show, 405, 505, and 605. We give you code words. You text them back to us on our contest line. Specifically, text them to our contest line, 20357. And you'll be entered for your chance to win a pair of tickets for The Weekend on the After Hours Till Dawn tour. Man, these tours are just, whoo, that's a name. July 8th, Levi Stadium, courtesy of Live Nation. Thanks, Live Nation. You should get, it would be a fun game to play, like names of tours, you know, real or fake.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
You know,
oh.
People always have, there's always some name for the tour, right?
All right. I'll put that together.
Oh, thanks. That'd be great. That'd be really fun, I think. Like, you, if you had asked me, is this a real name of the tour? I'd be like, no. It's The Weekend on his After Hours Till Dawn tour. It's just like a weird name for a tour. I don't know.
Well. What do we know?
I guess I'm just used to, like, you know, one word tours, like era.
I'm sure it speaks to the kids.
Sure. Yeah, probably. And who doesn't want to stay up all night rocking?
I don't. I didn't even then. You guys in your uppers. I'm not into uppers. I never
was.
Yeah,
I was down with staying up all night. Let's, really? We're going to pull an all-nighter? I'll do it. Call it the all-nighter tour. Like, why does it have to be? It's just too many. It feels like too many words. But he's so talented. I'm sure there's real reasons behind that. Probably having to do with that movie he's about to put out. The Weeknd. Very talented.
Mm.
All right. Here's some random stuff about the Super Bowl.
Okay.
You know, it is coming up this weekend.
Go Eagles.
People are. Yes. Go Eagles. Go. For no reason other than you and I used to live there. I'm not an Eagles fan.
For a minute. Yeah. And yet.
And yet it was everything to us.
That was, I mean, my war.
You fought a quick war. It was really more of a skirmish. And then we took off to.
It's just a saying, Sarah.
We retired here to the Bay Area.
Your father carried this microphone.
Exactly.
Oh, now it's a microphone.
Vinny, he's going to talk to us.
You know, well, right. Where's he going to hide that then? Yeah. You know, that's my question. That's all. How much will players like Patrick Mahomes and Saquon Barkley make if they win the Super Bowl?
You mean what's the bonus?
What is every player on the winning Super Bowl team will get a certain amount, and every player on the losing team will make a different amount, but less. But they also get bonuses negotiated into their contracts.
Yeah, that's I was going to say. Whatever they get from the league is probably nothing by comparison to the deal that Mahomes has in his contract that says you'll get an extra $10 million if you or whatever it is. I would say each player for winning the Super Bowl gets $5,000.
So you, if you're on the winning team, the NFL pays you $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd say $100,000.
It's $171,000.
Okay.
So if you win, you get that, and you get the ring, right? And they must, is that part of it? Maybe that's part of the deal.
The owner pays for the ring.
The owner buys the ring.
Yeah, like Robert Kraft famously has had to buy a lot of those.
Oh, poor thing.
Well.
Oh, they're very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose, what will you get?
$5,000.
$100,000.
$96,000.
All right.
Last year it was $89,000, so it's up by $5,000, Vin. But all the players, so win or lose, you that's a nice little chunk of change. You know, some of those guys, I don't know what the minimum salary is in the NFL, but it's under $100,000, it's under $1 million a year. So that would be a nice bonus.
A nice bump.
For making it
you
all
know,
the way.
You know, the amount of responsibilities that come with making the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl week, especially if you're one of those people, and I certainly feel like that about myself, which is I like a routine. I don't, especially if like we still have a game to play in 2 weeks. If you don't mind, I'd really like to, and they don't get to. You have responsibilities as an NFL player to do certain interviews and be certain yep. places, and maybe your sponsor.
More than just playing the game and going right. to practices.
There's press and press responsibilities and more. I can imagine a lot of people feel like this is the biggest thing in my life. And also it's torture.
Mm.
Like I just want to focus on the game and then I'll do all this stuff.
Right.
But it's not the way it works.
Well, and I guess, you know, it makes sense that since the NFL, they're contractually obligated to participate in all this other stuff and they, you know, would really rather not. They'd rather focus or whatever regimen they're into. It's worth it for the NFL to pay them to do it. They must make enough money to make it worth it.
Very famously, and he's a local guy, so I think it makes sense to say this. Marshawn Lynch used to say, like, he would go to these things, the Super Bowl. I think he was a Seahawk at the time.
Yeah.
I'm only here so I don't get fined.
Right. I'm here because I have a contractual obligation.
I'm only here so I don't get fined.
Well, let me ask you another question.
And it turns out he's actually quite talkative, very entertaining, and he's gone on to do quite a bit of press and even acting.
And yet, it was so torturous for him that he could not just make it happen. Just go out there, answer a couple questions. Is there a specific time limit they had to spend out there answering questions?
Whatever it was.
Marshawn, let me ask you this. I'm not answering anything, but I am here, and that is my obligation.
Here so I don't get fined.
That was great.
It's a bad attitude.
Yeah.
He did a whole press conference.
I love him, but it's interesting. And Randy Moss did the same thing. He was never really talkative as a player and then goes on to be in the press and in the media and they do great jobs.
Yeah. Well, that's his job now.
Mm-hmm.
His other job, I'm sure these guys are like, listen, my job is win these games. Mm-hmm. Catch that ball. Run that ball. Fancy footwork. Be mean. Intimidate the other players. You know, whatever it is. I want to also come out here and make nice and talk about, you know, and drop a bunch of lame sports cliches. Because honestly, there's only so many ways you can answer the question. You know, how did it feel out there when it went through the uprights at the last possible second? How was that? It felt pretty good. It felt good. You know, like the earth didn't move under my feet. I didn't see Jesus. He didn't appear. There was no halo around the ball. I can't give 110%. Not every day, anyway. So everybody gets money. Everyone's psyched. They play there. And it's what a wonderful thing. You've made it to the Super Bowl. This year's top of the heap. But there are bonuses that are built into a lot of players, I'm sure, contracts that say for every playoff game you win, you get this amount. For if you were to win the Super Bowl or even get to the Super Bowl, your salary may go up yearly. So here's a couple of them. And I specifically mentioned Saquon Barkley, the Philly running back, will get he'll get $500,000 from his team if they win specifically. So he'll get the $171,000 bonus plus $500,000. And he's already earned about $1 million in incentives this season because for winning the NFC championship, he got $250,000. And then there were other bonuses built into all the playoffs.
He was on the verge of the regular season running title. yards wise. And going into the last game, they were like, are you going to play him and let him try to get this? And the coach, for like the weeks leading up to it, was like, I haven't decided yet. And then the coach said, no, we are not going to let him pursue that. We have a bigger task at hand, the Super Bowl. And so whatever was in his contract for that title, he didn't get that money.
Right.
But, you know, team sports, it's part of that. That's part of the thing.
Right.
You would go.
So they held it so that he would just be
they did
healthy
not let him pursue. Yes, he played, but he
right.
didn't play.
We're in a good enough position that we may make it all the way, and he'll get bonuses for that, but he can't do.
He's going to get a ring if we get it,
yeah.
You know, if
well,
he
the fact
healthy.
Is, like, if I know somebody's name in the NFL that isn't on, like, the Pats or, mm-hmm. or the Niners, like, you're already a star. Like, clearly you're great. So that's the Philly Eagles running back, Saquon Barkley. He gets $500,000 and he's already earned $1 million in bonuses. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts will get a $500,000 per year salary bump. If Philly wins for the rest of his career with the Eagles, he'll get $500,000 more than he negotiated for. Mm. If they three-peat, Patrick Mahomes will get a $1.5 million salary bump. I don't know what he makes yearly, but he's not the top paid quarterback. He's right up there. I mean, he's don't worry. He can feed his ever-growing family. But that's got to be nice, you know.
Well,
I don't know how many more years he'll play, but $1.5 million extra every year. Okay.
He's one of those guys that I wish he'd say no once to a commercial, like one time.
Yeah.
He isn't everything.
Mahomes,
he just
once
loves to
say,
maybe he's
not
like,
today. Nah.
Maybe he's like, that's the plan. I'm banking it all, and then I'm going to have a career and money afterward.
Oh, I'm sure that's the case. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, as a
like,
fan
wait,
of
why work?
The game, I would like him to not be in every other commercial.
I'm trying to watch this other team play this other team, and now I keep seeing your team and your colors, mm-hmm. and now all your teammates are also in this. They're like the most famous team. I want them to lose.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yep.
I end up rooting for them because he's my fantasy quarterback.
Oh my God. Well, you know what? That's why fantasy sports suck. Because no matter how much you might have hated a team going through your whole life, John's the same way. He watches all these games. He's like, I hate this guy, and he's got to get this touchdown right now. Because he'll hate a team, but he's got, you know, the draft makes it so you have to.
I don't do any of that.
Well, honestly, it's good that you don't because you actually might still enjoy the game. Like, John cannot enjoy games anymore. I mean, he does, but also he doesn't. If he's winning, though, he's so happy. He's like, oh, I got to get over and get my beers bought for me at the Deuce. I'm like, okay. You know what? It's great that you've got something that floats your boat. Anyway, there you go. Mahomes gets $1.5 million extra a year if they win. Please don't win. Super Bowl tickets. Nobody cares about this Super Bowl. The tickets are way down. Like, you should not be able to buy a ticket for $4,500, and you can. Last year, they were like $1,700. It's, let's see, Monday's low right now, yesterday on these StubHubs and these, you know, resale ticket things.
Mm-hmm.
The lowest price is $4,200. I'm sorry. It's $4,200 less than the lowest price ticket right before last year's Super Bowl.
Oh.
That was the Chiefs 49ers. So it's about $1,700 cheaper than the least expensive seat at the 2023 Super Bowl between the Chiefs and the Eagles.
Where was last year's Super Bowl? Does anyone remember? I'd be curious to see if it's location related. I wouldn't think the NFL is
pretty.
I think
New Orleans would be a fun place to go see.
I would think so too. But they also did recently have a terrorist attack when that guy drove into a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
So is it possible people feel like it's going to be too overregulated or too dangerous? I don't know.
It was in Las Vegas last year.
Oh, that's
right. Oh, Las
Vegas,
the new stadium at. That now that's the one you want to be at.
Definitely, plus the Niners. Prices for the top seats this year. It looks like last Wednesday, the most expensive ticket you could buy for this year's Super Bowl was about $58,000. By last night, it was $22,000. It's very surprising. The cheap at StubHub, The cheapest ticket yesterday was $3,300, not including taxes and fees, which is like probably another $1,000 on top of it. And it's down like 37% compared to last year.
Hmm.
They say they're seeing consistent demand for the tickets, especially among the Eagles fans. I guess the Chiefs fans are just bored with it.
Are you having a Super Bowl party?
Probably not. I haven't planned one, which means no, right? Because it's Tuesday already. But I, you know, John and I have a fun time. Like okay. He'll make chili and I sit down with my notebook and make my little notes about although I will say you don't really have to do that anymore. I swear to God, every day there's five commercials. Oh, here's our Super Bowl commercial. It's like, does no one ever want to leave anything for it to be a surprise anymore?
Well, they're trying to maximize their money.
I guess.
Money spent.
Here's a couple from today, actually, now that we brought that up. You're basically spoiling your own surprise, companies. I've watched all of these this morning.
Oh.
And they're good.
Okay.
But I will say, I really wish that this one from Coors Light it's great. It's if humans were sloths, because we are the day after the Super Bowl. And there's just, there's no real audio that you can do with this. It's just this thing, someone tosses you something and you can't get your hand up fast enough to catch it. And they're all actual sloths.
Mm-hmm.
They're yawning and tired and barely moving. They're in a spin class and they're barely moving, but their tongues are hanging very slowly out the side. The reaction times are bad. Anyway, it's very cute. But I really do wish that I hadn't seen it until the game because it's just very funny.
Where's the brewski?
Well, here it comes at the end. And by the way, it's Monday's Light instead of Coors Light. It's Monday. So this guy's a human because he...
Oh, his friend is a sloth and missed it.
His friend's a sloth, but he's got the Monday's Light. So it's a Coors Light, but they've changed it to Monday's Light.
Okay.
It's just super cute. I thought it was really well done. There's no stars in it, but there are sloths. And if you like sloths and you always wanted to be a human sloth or you feel like a human sloth. Do you remember a couple weeks ago you were telling us about the $6 million piece of art that is a banana duct taped to a wall?
Yep.
Well, that made it into this is the glasses.
Oh, the ones you bought.
The ones I bought. They're advertising for those. That's the Ray-Ban Metas on the Super Bowl. And it's a bunch of Chris's. It's Chris Jenner. It's Chris Hemsworth. And it's Chris Pratt.
Hey, Meta, what is this artwork?
Comedian by Mauricio Catalan, worth $6.2 million.
What?
And now,
what?
Chris Hemsworth is eating the banana.
That's a $6.2 million banana.
Are you kidding?
We need to find you another banana. Bananas, bananas.
We're looking for bananas.
What a place you have.
Who eats art?
I think you're supposed to say, hey, Meta.
Like, hey, Meta, who eats art? And then Meta would say, Chris Pratt.
Hey, Meta, call my lawyer.
Adorable. It's a visual. It's very cute, though.
Did you wear those glasses that you got from Sarah in your class yesterday?
I didn't wear them in class yesterday. I did wear them walking
to class. He was playing with them, though.
And playing with them on the street. At one point, I just said, hey, Meta, where am I? What am I looking at? And Meta's like, you were on a street corner of a busy intersection with tall buildings. Could be San Francisco. It's just weird. I mean,
neat. Yeah.
That's really cool.
I don't really want to get a pair, but I think it's neat.
Yeah. I still have a lot more playing to do with them.
You know, I really feel like there's some cool stuff. So these are the Ray-Ban Meta glasses. This is not an ad for them. I spent my own money on these things.
Shame on us.
$350 or whatever it is. Because we've just seen enough that it was like, okay, this is pretty cool. We might be able to use it to get some actions. Like if we have a gig or something, you could walk around and interview people who are listeners or whatever. For whatever reason, we might use them. I feel like they're close. It's close, but no cigar. I really want to be able to just talk to the glasses in a conversational way and have it answer me.
I will say it synced up with a lot of my stuff. So I could say, hey, play my this playlist from Tidal. And it, boom, came on and played, which I've found.
Now,
I can't even get Siri to do that half the time.
Out in the world.
Yes.
As you were walking around San Francisco. How did because these are also not in-ears. These are, the glasses themselves lay tightly against the bone behind your ear, and it's called bone conduction
Yeah. And it works.
How does it work out in the real world where your ears are already being assaulted by the sounds of a city?
For me, it wasn't loud enough, but it's a good background track. Like, you know, you hear the music fine, you know, but it's not like I like to have my headphones. I'm used to wearing
over the ear,
noise-canceling headphones. So you're not getting any of the noise-canceling, so you notice that if you're used to it. But it's perfectly fine, loud enough. My only worry would be is, like, if I wanted to wear them on a plane, I couldn't because...
No, you can, hear them. So, and you were also saying that they were somewhat... it became uncomfortable.
I had to get used to the tinting and just, you know, after I had them on for a little while, just I had to take them off. It was, you know,
did they darken up because I got the progressive ones or whatever? What is that called? Transitional?
Yeah, it was cloudy, so it did just a little bit.
Mm.
And it's very good. Very, very nice. Okay. How the lenses are great. I just took me a second, you know, and they're kind of, you know, they're a little heavier, so you just kind of get used to them on your face and everything.
Lindsay, we should get some money out of Meta. They're spending all this money over there at the Super Bowl, and we've just given them 5 minutes of yap about it. And
she's
then
here and in the corner. We'll make sure she hears that after.
Yeah. There's a couple other ones, too. We're putting them all up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I did want to mention just really quickly, apparently Robert Kraft, the Patriots owner, produced this ad through his foundation to combat anti-Semitism, and it stars Snoop Dogg and Tom Brady, who stand across from each other. Do you actually have this handy?
I have the audio.
Oh, yeah. Play me the audio because it's here. Oops, we go.
Hold on a second.
Just powerful, I thought.
Let me go back here.
So there's...
I hate you because we're from different neighborhoods.
I hate you because you look different.
I hate you because I don't understand you.
I hate you because people I know hate you.
I hate you because I think you hate me.
Because I need someone to blame.
Because you talk different.
Because you act different.
Because you're just different.
Man, I hate that things are so bad that we have to do a commercial about it.
Me too.
And then they turn together toward the door. Snoop
Dogg. Do they hug?
No, they don't hug or touch.
They should have hugged. They blew it.
No, they were side by side, shoulder to shoulder.
Almost welling up a tear. The hug would have put me over the top. Dang
like
it.
If they'd gone to each other and just thrown their arms around and hugged it out.
Yep.
They got time to fix it before the Super Bowl.
They certainly do. I think in the test audience, I was waiting for one of them to sling an arm around the other one, at least.
That's powerful and good.
It is, and they're right in each other's faces,
yeah, I was
yelling
looking at
these
the screen
things at each
and
other.
It's not up there.
No. Sorry, we just gave you the audio.
I'm looking at
all of these are up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Or if they're not, I can throw them up there right now, Maddie. What's coming up in the news?
Man? Are you a true friend?
Am I? I'm not sure.
After these.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Bum, 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 bum.
This was good when they did it live.
I was just going to say, you mentioned that you really liked it.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, and there's a lot of effect on her voice, and the background singers also were, yeah. It was neat to watch because I went, oh my gosh.
Was there a full band involved? Or was
yes.
It, oh, yeah. Wow.
Keyboard player, the whole bit.
Nice, great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were a lot of good
She's
performances
amazing, yeah.
at the Grammys. I liked it.
All right, Vincent. Here we go. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Tomorrow on the show at 8 a.m., Scott Capurro will be joining us. He's at the Hearth in San Francisco tonight.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank works to build healthier communities. Their work with organizations like Tri-Valley Haven helped fund a new domestic violence shelter in Livermore. Go to trivalleyhaven.org and fremontbank.com to learn more. Here's what's happening. Rain today. It's going to rain.
It looks just miserable outside.
Yep. It's going to rain all day, and that's the plan. And
take it easy.
And they expected that the commute would be crazy, and I hope that you made it to work safely and happy and dry. Happy 100th day of school, children.
Oh.
To all the kids. It's the 100th day of school, which, you know, did they celebrate this when you were parenting your young ones?
They did not.
This is a new thing, I think, then. The 100th day of school. There's a
celebration
of this school year. Yes, they do a thing. And I believe Edie said to me that she was going as a 100-year-old lady to her 100th day of school.
You're saying they dress up for this.
There's a celebration.
There's
a thing.
And this happened all through Isla's elementary years
as
well.
I don't remember it happening. This is new. That's why I'm saying I don't know that this has been.
How many days are in a school year? I thought it was like 180.
Oh, that's what I would have guessed.
Yeah. Like
I would guess 181.
I'll say 186.
How many days in a school year, Maddie?
In a California mandated school year, public school year.
What did you say?
I said 186.
Okay.
You said 181?
Uh-huh.
I should have just said 182. I'm going to go 182,
no,
Bob.
No, it's too late.
All right.
180 days.
Oh. Damn it. I should have stuck with my initial thought.
And it's the same. It's a requirement for most states. That's
180.
That's the minimum number.
Happy 100th day of school. And I can't wait to see what my 6-year-old looks like as a 100-year-old lady.
Oh, that's gonna be
that'll
cute.
Be fun.
I'll post it if something happens. Yeah. I'll post it.
I hope that her costume doesn't get rained on.
It is. I think PE is canceled for the day, children's. Mm.
Or you're doing it inside.
Yeah, you're doing it inside for sure.
Oh, immediately the cacophonous sound of a gym, the squeaking of the sneakers and the bouncing of the balls.
Oh, teacher's got to love it.
Oh, that sound drives me crazy. It's too like...
Are you a good friend, Maddie? Maddie, are you a good friend?
I think so. Nice.
Are you a good friend, Sarah?
I actually think that to my good friends, I am a good friend.
You are.
I think I'm a good friend.
So Marianne comes over.
Anything for her. I'll help her bury a body, whatever she needs.
Marianne comes over.
Oh, Jesus.
And weirdly,
do I have to share John?
No.
Okay, thank God.
Well, I mean.
She's the one guy.
You could share John.
I could actually lose John to Marianne.
Oh.
Like, I think he's into her and, you know, it just feels like, I don't want that to happen.
Huh.
She's the one friend I'm scared of.
All right. So Marianne comes over and she's got BO. Like,
yes.
Like, no one is saying anything to hot ass Marianne. And here you are, her good friend. Mm-hmm. And she, like, I don't know how she missed
it
this time.
She doesn't,
she's got beat. Like, you know that smell.
I do.
Onions.
Right.
Woof.
Yes. Oh my God, you're so stinky.
Do you say something or do you say to her, hi?
I would take her aside and definitely say something. But I'm picturing like when I first see her, she walks into my house and stuff. Generally, there's other people around. I don't want to call her out in front of everybody. So I would say, hey, I got to tell you something right now. And I'd be like, get in there and take a shower and here's my deodorant. You need to, there's...
So you would.
Something going on. Yeah. And I would hope she'd do that for me.
Well, right.
Because sometimes you can't smell it on yourself until like you hug your husband and goes, oh, geez. Well.
Are you close enough with any of your friends to be brutally honest with them? Someone polled over 1,000 Americans to see how honest we are.
It would be hard.
About stuff a friend might not want to hear.
Yeah, that's the thing. It can be, the truth can hurt.
Here's some of the things. And this was a poll from YouGov, and these were questions that would you tell a friend they need to lose weight? This is the bottom of the list, by the way. The only 29% of people would say something.
I feel like that's people know where they're at. They don't need you to tell them.
That's for my family members. They love to tell me if they think I'm overweight or anything.
You know what? That is one of the mean things that your families say to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no question. You hear that stuff from family way more than friends. I feel like that's the person feels bad enough about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's so self-conscious.
The list goes up, by the way. So the worst thing on the list at number one was, would you tell someone that they are in a toxic relationship?
Yes.
74% would probably or definitely speak up. Whereas, would you tell someone they need to lose weight? Only 29% would say something. And I agree with you. You're not being a good friend if you're telling someone that.
You just make it.
They already know.
Yeah. By the way, I've noticed you've put some weight on.
Thanks
a
lot.
I'm sure you wanted to hear it. The toxic relationship thing, like that to me, that one's easy. And the reason is that you keep having lunch with this person and you keep hearing the same story over and over. And then you spend your time trying to be an ear and offer advice. They're asking, you know, what should I do? And the answer is you should leave. And then you see them next week for lunch and they haven't left and there's more bad stuff. And so now you're also in a toxic relationship with that person. That one's easy because you get sick of being someone's therapist if they're never going to bother to make a change. Like, you can come cry on me. I'll help you. I'll try and get you through anything. But I'm not going to sit here and watch you continually bitch about the thing that you could end.
Would you tell a close friend they're mean? 72% said yes.
I've been told that I'm mean. Pat says I'm mean all the time.
He does?
Yeah. I'm really mean
to
Pat.
Is he kidding or is he being real?
You know, he's definitely being both. You know, at my house when I'm ready for everyone to leave, I go, okay, everybody out. And he'll be like, I'm like, nah, I'm done. I'm done with this. Bye. And he's like, you are so mean. I'm like, I know.
He's joking in that.
Not really, though.
I think he is.
We're pretty honest with each other. We're all pretty blunt with each other. But
well, and that
have
is,
you ever been told that you're mean?
I have. I have been told the blunt honesty can come off mean and
right.
can come
Truth
off rude.
Hurts.
And I've definitely had people, including my current wife, say, that was tactless. Mm. You didn't need to say it that way. And I have tried to adjust that. It's not that I'm trying to be a D. It's that I'm trying to be honest and use simple language. Sometimes as you flower things out, you don't make a point to
right.
anyone because they're like, I'm trying to get, that sounded nice,
it's
but
really
then
hard
in there
to say
it was cutting. And,
stuff that's really direct.
And so I have learned to do better with that. And I don't mean, I'm not, I don't think I'm above someone and can cut them and they have to take it. I think I'm being honest and have learned and have tried to learn how to be a little less.
Hmm. Take a breath. Say, even start by saying, I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm going to tell you something that I've noticed.
And I'm not even saying that these things have happened when I'm just spitting. It's when a question is asked of me.
And then the answer flies out of your mouth
and
you look
I
at
answer.
The person's face, go all horrified.
That's my answer. What? And then I realize like, oh, right.
I'm me the whole time.
I love you right. and care about you and wasn't.
With nothing but love. Here's how I really feel about that.
Can you tell someone, a close friend, they drink too much? That is a tough one.
That is a tricky one. Yes, you can. However, when you're trying to tell someone that they have a drinking problem, you need to be prepared to make
lose
adjustments,
them.
Lose them, and make adjustments in your own life. It's like, I always wonder about like when, if people are married and one of them is an alcoholic or, you know, some kind of a substance abuser, like when you are trying to quit drinking, that other person also has to quit drinking. Like if it's going to, I mean, it's probably doomed, but if it's going to work, there can be no alcohol in the house. There can be, you're not going to go out and continue to party. And now you've just got a very convenient DD. Like, if you think someone's got a problem, you've also got to be ready to know that things would have to change if they were going to heed mm-hmm. what you had to say. And you're right. I think bottom line is you have to be ready to lose that person because you may. Anyway,
I'll never forget Eddie Ift took me out to lunch once to have that to have the conversation with me. And
he was the first person that told you you drink too much.
Oh, I used to scream at you. You've let me down a couple times so hard.
Yeah.
Although maybe the Eddie Ift thing was before.
No,
the...
this was after. And then Marcus Osborne's, you know, he and I are very close. He also was one that like pulled me aside. I was like, dude, you really got to something's going on here. I didn't want to hear it from either one of them.
Mm.
In fact, Eddie,
no,
I was sitting there drinking a beer the whole time. Drinking a beer, talking to him like, oh, I'm fine.
Mm.
I'm having a beer at 10 a.m.
Even just right now thinking about it, I want to choke you out.
Oh, please don't.
I won't. I love you so much.
I love you too.
I'm so glad. I actually am sitting with two people who I love and I'm incredibly proud of.
Well, on the other hand, I knew. And so I hid it because I knew I didn't want, by myself in my house. And never did I like
you didn't give an opportunity for anybody.
That was my last few years for sure. You know, after everybody had kind of shunned me and like, you know, everybody started coming at me after a while. But yeah, I'll just, you know, when you have that.
Well, no one wants to be around that guy.
Trying so hard and I just didn't hear a word he said.
Yeah. Mm. No, you heard it. You just didn't you weren't going to make any, you weren't there. You weren't going to make a change.
And our relationship suffered. And, you know, we just reformed it over the last couple of years. So.
Paul looked at how many people would tell a close friend something they might not want to hear. On the list is that their partner is cheating on them.
That's so hard. But if you're really close, you have to do it. You know, sometimes people say, I'll tell the partner that I know.
To see if they'll come
and
forward.
Say, you're going to tell her or I'm going to tell her. And I just think that that's not the way. That's like I just think the other person needs to know because... Okay, now they're just going to also hide it from you. Like, it's just not, that doesn't work. And it's not up to you anyway. You don't get to make, you, the decision you make is, I'm going to go tell my friend the incredibly hurtful thing. Or, I mean, that comes down to how good of friends are we? It really does. Would I tell Marianne? I would. Would I tell
Did you hear that?
Yeah, Pat. But someone here at work, if I knew, I wouldn't. That's not my place.
I think most of the time it's not even anyone's place.
Someone I like.
But right, I do understand that, you know, when...
I'm not going to hang out with Pat when he's doing stuff to Marianne.
That's why this is a decent thing to talk about, because it is interesting. Where do you stick your nose? You know?
I know, because truthfully, but that's the thing. If I don't tell them, I now also can't hang around with them. And so, Pat and Marianne, I'm sorry I'm using you as an example in every single one of these, just that we're all really close friends. And so I'm immediately thinking about being in this situation with you guys. So, like, this weekend, I'm seeing Pat for this band thing we're doing. And
oh, is the show this weekend?
Oh, no. It's not till March. But we're going to have a rehearsal. And so I will, like, if I know that that's going on, I don't want that guy even in my house. And I just wouldn't be able to be cool and be like, yeah, come over for cards. Of course, I wouldn't say anything because I would just be so hyper aware of it the whole time. I wouldn't be able to hang out with them anymore.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few.
Freaking out about that.
408 says, a close friend just got sober. Made it through a year of her husband sneaking drinks in the garage. Finally, he told her he didn't want to have to quit drinking around her and left. Bleep hole.
Wow.
But you know what, though? That is the point you just made, which is some people, and I had a girl that I was with, and I had a major problem, and we'd been together a while, but she liked to drink. She did. Mm-hmm. She wasn't going to quit.
Chico.
Yeah, she liked it, and that's okay.
Yeah.
To completely have a non-partying lifestyle in order to, and so I get it. I can see why that guy wants to split. He's looking at his whole life going, I'm going to spend all my time sneaking drinks.
Right. Every time we go out to dinner, I can't get a drink with
it. Yeah. I think that is, it's he rough. Did the right thing.
Yeah.
As hurtful for her as that was, he put it off, let her get a good, you know, running start in sobriety. And now she has to accept the challenge of moving on with a divorce
while
and
being
not
sober.
Drinking over
right.
it.
Oh my God. That's rough.
It is, but so is everything else that happens in life.
That's
and if
so
your
true.
Excuse is, well, I'm never going to get through this, I better have a drink. Well, then you're never going to. Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be something. Stress at work, a family member getting sick, whatever.
Yep. It's an incredibly difficult challenge. And honestly, most people don't get it together. And again, back to both of you. I feel lucky for what you both have accomplished.
415 says, thank you. That's nice of you. 415 says, what about telling a friend they have poop on the back of their shorts in Hawaii?
We did tell him. He didn't seem to care.
Who was that?
Human.
Oh.
Human had all kinds of, Mexico was the priapism thing, wasn't it? I think.
I never saw this boner story. I wasn't around for it.
That was Maddie was drunk for it, though. I don't think Maddie knows.
Yeah, Mexico?
Mexico was a problem.
I got put in jail on the way crossing the border, Vinny. And the GM had to bail me out.
And then the other time, you got a shake
down. Was
that
DiNardo at the time?
No, it was Nemitz.
Nemitz.
Oh, okay. Oh, Nemitz must have loved that.
Oh, yeah.
He stepped in and saved him, though.
Pay him back and reminded me about it forever. But he should have.
Thanks for that, by the way, Greg. I needed the producer to be there.
You get it. Didn't even make it out of the airport.
Like, honestly, it reminded me about all these really.
I don't think
you're.
About it.
Yeah, I know.
Think about
dark challenges.
Dark. It was very dark. There were dark days. I've had some dark days on this show. Well,
30 years.
And you stayed the course and held it together and deserve everything you have.
Thanks, Vinny. Here
it's
I
coming
still
up in the
say.
Trash.
Tickets for the weekend.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find The Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.